Ulster Farmers Union has hit out at Tesco's over an advert for their new vegan range.
So, Chloe walks in from school.
Daddy,
she says,
I don't want to eat animals anymore.
I bloomin' love my meat, but not as much as I love my little girl. That's why we've made some changes to our old favourite.
Sausage casserole a la Carl.
Now with meat-free Cumberlands.
But still with my magic touch.
Cumin, coriander and a dollop of mango chutney. Just as tasty as it used to be.
Better, actually.
Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
The UFU say that the advert demonises meat as a food group and undermines scientifically supported public health messages which show that eating red meat is vital to maintaining a healthy, balanced diet. What do you reckon? 030 30 80 55 55. Beef farmer Libby Clark is with us. Good morning to you, Libby.
Morning, how are you?
And not too bad. And John Carmody from the Animal Rights Action Network. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Jenny.
John, you first. There's always that argument when it comes to going vegan and vegetarian. You know, are you supporting your diet correctly? So, you know, do they have a point here when it comes to Tesco and what they're saying?
No, Vinny, as a matter of fact, and thanks for picking up on this story this morning. I think farmers across Northern Ireland this morning are getting their knickers in a twist and they need to butt out and back off, as a matter of fact. Look, we've had this meat stuff being pushed on us for decades. We had it in the 50s, 60s and the 70s when we kind of had no kind of alternatives. And we certainly didn't know how animals were treated on factory farms and slaughterhouses anywhere in the world. And we certainly didn't click with animals being sentient beings that, you know, because we now know that dogs and cats, just like cows, pigs and sheep, are sentient beings. They all want to live in it. They all want to be free of pain and suffering. So these farmers are kind of getting a bit too much worked up because, let's face it, the wind is pushing in the direction of the world going vegan. We kind of have to for the planet more than anything else, and of course for animals too. So thumbs up to Tesco this morning, as a matter of fact.
Libby Clark, are people demonising meat, red meat in particular?
Yeah, I think people should have a choice in what they want to eat. There's no doubt on that. But they don't have to do it by kind of putting the inference there that there is a problem with eating meat. You know, it is a big, big kick in the teeth to be farmers. Tesco are a giant. They know exactly what they're doing. So when they put this advert out, they should have expected a backlash from farmers right across the UK.
Tesco say our Food Love Story celebrate recipes with and without meat. So they're basically saying we're trying to ride both horses. And again, as Libby says, John, you know, you want to have... Some people want to have that option to eat red meat, not be made to feel bad because that is the decision they've taken.
As a matter of fact, Vinny, I think Tesco are doing the right thing because they now know that there's more and more people taking up the vegan diet, and that is the God's honest truth. You can't go anywhere in this day and age, and you're being hit with the word vegan, and once people kind of read into the benefits of going vegan now and what that is all about, then you realise that it's
Well, let's talk about you, for example, John Carmody. Do you think, to an extent, you demonise people that eat meat? You don't come on and encourage it?
I demonise no one, as a matter of fact. If you want to keep eating meat, then keep eating meat, Vinny. And I say that, sorry, not to you, but to your listeners this morning. If they're sitting down right now having their breakfast, listening to your show, or if the man is out in the truck delivering some parcels or packages, or if you're sitting at your desk in the office and you're tuning in this morning, if you want to keep having your breakfast, eating meat, then keep doing it. But there's an onus on us as consumers that meat is destroying the planet, and it's like this hasn't just come from animal rights people, as a matter of fact, even though we've been saying that since groups set up back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. It's been said by scientists now that this is actually an emergency, that we have to lay off of it, we have to get rid of it, as a matter of fact. So of course, you know what? That's going to come as a shock to farmers across Northern Ireland right now.
Okay.
They're going to probably panic, and they're going to probably wonder what the hell is going on. But what I would say to them is this. We don't need to panic. We're going in the right direction. And I think that if we can start right now, as a matter of fact, Vinny, moving away from this agricultural production that we've got so used to. And you know what?
But again, you're kind of saying, without saying it, John, you're saying you want to remove that choice from people that want to eat meat. Tesco also say, Libby Clark, that they remain absolutely committed to working in partnership with all UK farmers, all of their UK farmers. But are you concerned, as John has suggested there, that the tide is turning and that people making that decision not to eat meat and maybe succumbing to that demonisation, if you want to put it that way, are going to hit people in your industry?
I think there will be a certain amount of that. There will be people that choose not to eat meat. That has always been the case. their publicity and marketing has been excellent in recent years. But the key point in this Tesco advert is that they could absolutely have promoted the recipe, the relationship with father and daughter, without hitting the beef farmers a kick on the way.
But the reality here, Libby, as well, is that like so many children are clued in. So many children in the, right now are aware of animals and animals being sentient. And as a matter of fact, I think that video that I've watched over and over again and again, because I'm quite proud of the video, as a matter of fact, and it's the reality, because there is so many kids. And I've heard these stories for years. When you're out on the streets, often in the hail, rain and snow, giving out leaflets, trying to get people to see what goes on behind the scenes in these factory farms and slaughterhouses, you hear these kids going up to their parents and they say to their parents that, "Mammy and Daddy, I don't want to eat animals anymore." Okay. I can feel they have a heartbeat. I can look in their eyes and I know that there's someone at home.
Okay, 030-3080-5555. Paul in Tandragee. Are you a meat eater, Paul?
I am indeed.
And do you feel that you're being made to feel guilty? Are you being demonised because of that choice?
To be truthful, no, because I'm an adult, I'm a grown up, and I, at my age as a middle-aged man, I am entirely able to make my own choices of what I eat. I think the problem is it's now becoming, it's a fad. I think it's becoming popular, and it's popular because...
What's a fad, Paul?
I think all these, you go plant-based or you go, you know, protein-based only diets, we're not designed to just live in one or the other. We are omnivores. We are designed to eat both. I have a friend of mine who's a vegan, has been a vegan for 18 years. He says the modern vegan diets that he sees are unsustainable in a vegan lifestyle. He says a lot of people he knows are using protein-based bulking powders to build up the deficit of the protein from the lack of meat they're eating.
Well, I don't know anything about that and I don't really understand it totally, but you're basically saying that there could be health issues in terms of how you stick to that diet. But people will flip that and say, if you eat too much red meat, if you eat too much meat, you know, that can have a negative effect on your body as well.
Well, it's the same as everything. You know, having a cigar at Christmas isn't going to kill you, but having
probably not advisable
every day. Well, you know, having one glass of red wine at a party like twice a year is not going to give you any problems, but drinking a bottle of it every day is. I think the problem is we have to go into excess. So you can't have a steak on a Friday night, but eat, you know, what you want during the week is in more vegetable based. You know, the way our diets have changed is dramatic, and it's all driven, I always say, it's been driven by the supermarkets and it's been driven by public opinion. And one week it's, this is bad for you, the next week this is good for you. You know, fat was bad for you, now fat is good for you. I think the problem is people need to sit back and just, what exactly do we need to do? And the thing is, if you're fit and you're healthy, well, then you're doing something right. If you're overweight and you're unhealthy, well, then you need to look at your diet and do something about it.
You make it sound very simple and straightforward, Paul.
It is simple and straightforward. You know, we are designed to eat both meat and we are designed to eat both vegetables. We're not designed to live and indulge and gut ourselves in one way or the other. But as I say, I have friends of mine who live on a keto diet and they are thriving with it, but they are very, very regimented.
I don't even know what is that?
Keto,
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a protein-based diet, so they will have like eggs, they will eat a lot of steak and stuff like that there, and they will eat very little carbs. So it's a predominantly meat-based diet. I have friends of mine are proper vegans. I have one friend of mine 18, 19 years, and his sugar intake is phenomenal. Way, way, way over what you would say is recommended daily amount. But he's extremely healthy. He's extremely fit. He's, you know, he's lean.
You seem to monitor your friends and their food quite a bit, Paul. I best not go out for dinner with you.
Well, I think you enjoy your food, but it's everything in moderation, I think. Yeah. Well, instead of having it polarised one way or the other, everything, you know, nowadays, you have to be one or the other. You can't be somewhere in between.
No, but I understand what you're saying about moderation, but moderation, when it comes to if you don't want to eat an animal, then that's where that doesn't necessarily work. And I guess, you know, Libby Clark, you've heard from John Carmody there. He's mentioned the word sentient quite a few times. You know, animals that can feel pain and therefore really we shouldn't be eating them. That's the stance they come from.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, there are another angle on this Tesco advert which bothers me, and that is that it is a fact that the highest suicide rate is with farm workers, one a week. And the impact of this advert and the beef consumption, the beef farmers they're already fragile. You know, they have adapted their farming system to accommodate supermarkets' requirements, so that they are following Red Tractor Farm Quality Assurance to provide the cattle the very best care and that they're treated sympathetically. But the reality is Tesco are just, it's a fine line between pushing farmers over the edge, and they could have promoted these products without giving the beef farmers another kick in the teeth.
Okay, well, what about when they do promote meat products? Then if people were vegan or vegetarian, or indeed that was their industry, would they be well suited to come and make the same complaints that you are?
Absolutely, but I don't think they should, if they're promoting vegetables or plants or
No, because we often see advertisements. I'm not necessarily directly linking these to Tesco, but I'm sure they have. Where you see them having a big Sunday roast, and there on the table is literally a dead animal. Now, that some people may be offended by that, and they may feel like, in terms of their industry and what they're doing, that kind of contradicts them as well.
Well, if it's a Sunday roast, maybe they'll see it as a victory that it's surrounded by vegetables. Who knows?
John, next. Good morning, John.
Yeah. Hi, Vinny. Yeah. I suppose. Can you hear me, Vinny?
Yes, sorry, John in Londonderry, Derry.
Hello.
Sorry about that, John. There's two Johns on now, it just gets confusing. But anyway, John in the Northwest.
I was just interested in what that fella, somebody was saying there about...
That's the other John, pain. He's still there.
Yeah, the pain that animals go through.
Yes.
You know, most of these animals, for our medication that we take every day, 80% of us tested out in animals, and I don't hear many people complaining.
We discussed that very issue earlier on the programme this week. Now, it wasn't with John Camodi, but...
Sorry.
But, no, that's fine. It was in terms of testing on animals. I think it's gone up 20% in Northern Ireland possibly in the past year. I need to check the stats on that. But your point to John Camodi is that maybe people pick and choose.
Yeah, but the point as well is that if you stop now killing animals, right, what are we going to do with all the animals that they've got here in the UK, right? The farmers are not going to milk them, so they're going to die painful death. You know, it seems to be strange.
John Carmody?
I just want to correct one thing that one of your caller, I think Libby said, Vinny, as well, about, you know, animals being treated kindly whilst being killed. Now, this is a fantasy, and it's that claim is worn out because people are more clued in this day and age. And let's face it, we all know that you can't kill nicely. You can't end someone's life nicely. And you can't end an animal's life nicely. That is the reality, whether we like it or not. The other thing with this Red Tractor scheme as well is that's been going around for years. And I've been aware of, you know, quite a few times where that scheme has been exposed for animals apparently, you know, checked by that scheme, and the reality is they were living in awful conditions, or you know, it just didn't live up to what it was supposed to set out to do. So,
well, as far as we are aware, when it comes to the likes of Tesco, which we're talking about now, the animals that they sell in their shops, the process that they go through, how they are bred and brought up, etc., that is all within the law and within regulations. Colin in Fermanagh, yeah. Good morning, Colin. Go ahead.
Morning, Vinny. I just want to ask John. If everybody stops eating meat, John, who's going to grow all these crops that the whole world's going to live on? Where is the whole food going to come out of?
You know, I thought the very same thing too. I often wondered, are we going to be overrun? Is it going to be a cowmageddon or a chickenmageddon? Are we going to be overrun with cows and, you know, chickens and pigs running inside of our home and taking over our streets and our shops?
No, John, that's not what I'm saying is, how are you going to feed the world? If we stop eating meat now and you take all the farmers out of it, and we have land here in Northern Ireland that is only good for producing meat from cattle, you can't grow crops on it. Who's going to grow all these crops? Where's all this food going to come out of?
Just like everything else, we move away from things. I remember going back many years ago down south where there was a big campaign to keep smoking in pubs. People were getting freaked out that, you know, what are we going to do? Where are we going to
go? Totally different. Totally different. That's not in the same conversation.
Very the same, as a matter of fact. And what I would say to you is
no,
that,
it's not.
You know, while...
Okay, let's let John finish and I'll bring you back in, Colin. I promise. John Carmody, finish your point, please.
Yeah, we're just moving in that direction and it's not going to happen overnight, but the shift has already started. And we now know that our planet is going to be toast unless we start moving right now. So what farmers should do, and it's easy for me to sit down here this morning and dish out all these ideas, but we have to start moving in the direction of non-animal agricultural based farming. And I think farmers should get ahead of the the line and start doing it now.
Colin and Fermanagh, you want it back in there?
Yeah, he's not answering the question. The fact is,
I am.
The land, who is going to grow all, if you take farmers out of, if all the farmers in Northern Ireland now go out of business and can't produce meat from the cattle and everybody goes vegan, who's going to grow all these crops?
Of course, Colin, there are farmers that do not, some farmers do not farm meat. You know, there are farmers that do farm.
Yes, obviously, yes. But do you understand, a large portion of their land in this country is not suitable for growing crops. And a large portion of land everywhere over the world is not suitable for growing crops. So if you take all that meat out of the system, who's going to grow all, where's all this food going to come from to feed the world?
Okay. Colin, thank you. John Kermode, thank you very much. And Libby Clark, thank you as well.